잠시 후 2017학년도 수능시험 대비 섹션 수능 모의고사 제1회 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, there are so many things to see here in this traditional market.
Yeah, I see why this place has a long history.
Oh, this looks delicious. Why don't we try some street food?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Toby, would you come and look at this oven? I don't think it's heating up properly.
Let me see. I don't feel any heat in this at all. How many minutes have you been preheating this?
It's been 30 minutes. What could have gone wrong with this oven?
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm Mike and this is Teen Radio on ESB 104.5 FM. Dear avid listeners, if you're between the ages of 15 and 19 and interested in broadcasting, come and join other young broadcasters. We will give you a chance to be on the air. You can learn many things if you are chosen to work here. You can play music on air that you selected and get the opportunity to learn editing skills. Participants have to participate in monthly meetings every Thursday before allowed on air. Our teen broadcasting program is going on throughout the year so you can join anytime. If you think you're the right person for our radio broadcasting program, please upload your application form to www.teenradio.org/application. Or you can send your application form by mail. Don't hesitate to show us your talent.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm home.
Honey, it's almost 9 o'clock. Why have you been coming home so late these days?
Sorry, Susan. I had 3 meetings in a row late this afternoon. Actually, the meetings were a waste of time.
Really? Why was that?
Nothing important was discussed, and I couldn't do my work because of the unproductive meetings.
That's a serious problem. Why don't you inform your director about this problem?
I tried, but she didn't listen. Rather, she encourages us to have meetings when we need to share new information on a new project.
In that case, meetings to discuss the new projects are necessary, aren't they?
Not really. Sharing new information could simply be done through email.
I agree. One of my managers used to hold many meetings, and I remember about 50% of my time was taken up with unnecessary meetings.
Oh, you too? See, meetings without any specific goals frustrate people and reduce their productivity.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
This is Brian from today's talk. Today we'll talk about post offices in the UK with Linda, a manager with the marketing team for the Royal Mail.
Hi, I'm pleased to educate listeners about British post offices.
How many post offices are there in the country?
Well, just over 11,000 post offices are in the UK. British people love and appreciate their post offices for a variety of reasons.
What are some vital services provided by post offices?
Most post offices in the UK deal with the pensions of local residents. Almost all post offices play an important role in getting people to socialize in the community.
That's interesting. Is there any reason people choose the post office for gathering?
Visiting the post office might be the only opportunity for some people to run into and talk with their neighbors in some rural areas.
Post offices in the UK have many roles indeed. Thank you for sharing the unique roles of UK post offices with our listeners.
Mike,
we are finally here at the zoo. You've been waiting for this moment, right?
Yes, Mom. I'm so excited to be here. Wow, look at the left corner of the pen. I see an elephant eating hay off the ground.
Right. Oh, a little girl is giving another elephant some snacks. Do you want to try that, Mike?
No, I'm fine. I want to take a look at those monkeys in the middle instead.
Okay, let's go there. There are three monkeys and two are hanging from a tree.
One monkey is sleeping on a rock. It looks so comfortable.
They are having a good time on this hot summer day. Oh, look at the artificial waterfall on the right.
Wow, the sound of it is really refreshing. Oh, Mom, I want to eat an ice cream cone just like that little girl in front of the waterfall.
Okay, I want one too. Let's have some ice cream at the snack bar next to the waterfall.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sweetheart, it's a fine day out there. Why don't you go and hang out with your friends?
I'd love to, Dad, but I'll have to stay home today.
Why? You finished your group project, right?
Yep, that's correct. My friends and I handed in the report yesterday.
So you must be free now.
Yeah, but I promised Jack that I'd help him with his social studies report.
Oh, when is that due by?
It's due tomorrow.
Oh, okay. But wait, where is Jack?
I don't know exactly, but he went out.
What? That is unacceptable. He just can't go out while you're working on his work.
Well, it happened so fast. I didn't even realize he went out until I heard the front door closing and locking.
That doesn't sound like him. I should call him now and find out what's going on.
Thanks, Dad. I'd appreciate that.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 아버지께 전화하려는 이유를 고르시오.
Hello?
Hi, Linda. It's me, Jack.
Hi, Jack. What's up?
You said yesterday that you needed someone's help with your chemistry class, right?
Yeah, the class is so challenging and it's difficult for me to follow. I'm afraid I might get a poor grade this semester.
So I'm calling to see if you're interested in joining my study group.
Your study group?
Yes, it's for physics and chemistry. You can join the chemistry meetings if you'd like.
Great! Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. We're going to meet this Thursday evening. Can you join us on Thursdays?
Oh, I'm supposed to help my dad at his grocery store on Thursdays, but I'll ask him if I can change days. Can I call you back?
Sure. Looking forward to hearing back from you soon.
9번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, high-speed moving company.
Hi, I'm moving out of my house next month, and I'd like to know the price for a moving service.
Okay. How many bedrooms do you have in your house?
We have 4 bedrooms.
We charge $30 per room. And what truck size do you want? We have 3 types of truck sizes, 1-ton, 3-ton, and 5-ton.
I think a 3-ton truck will be enough.
That might not be enough for a 4-bedroom house like yours. I recommend a 5-ton truck. It is usually sufficient for a house of your size.
Actually, one of my co-workers will bring his truck to help me move as well. Is that okay?
Oh, no problem. A 3-ton truck rents for $80. How many movers do you need?
I think 3 is enough. How much would a mover charge?
$30 per person.
What about cleaning?
The movers will also help clean the house.
Okay, I will use the cleaning service too. How much is it?
It costs $20 per room, but a fixed price of $60 will apply for any houses with 3 bedrooms or more.
Oh, that's nice. I'll make a reservation for the services next month. Welcome to the Cozy Shop. How can I help you?
I'd like to buy a cozy stroller for my baby.
Let me help you. Which seat arrangement do you prefer, single or double seat?
I have twins, so definitely the one with 2 seats. How much is it for the double seater?
It's $400 for the double. And which type of frame do you have in mind, plastic or aluminum? Plastic is relatively lighter than aluminum.
Well, which one is stronger?
Of course, the aluminum is stronger. It's safer, too.
Then I'll take the aluminum frame.
Okay, a double seat with aluminum frame. With the aluminum frame, there is an extra $120 charge.
Okay, how much do I have to pay in total?
Oh, you also need to choose the weight capacity. How much do your babies weigh?
Each baby weighs 4 kilograms. I think the 8-kilogram stroller is not bad.
Well, they will grow up soon. I recommend you buy the 15-kilogram model. It costs $80.
All right, let's go with that.
We offer a 10% discount for double seat buyers.
Oh, great. Here's my credit card.
11번 디너 크루즈에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Are you interested in a special dining experience in Vancouver? If so, the Twilight Dinner Cruise is the choice for you. Dine and take in beautiful Vancouver at the same time. Enjoy a 4-hour cruise past the downtown skyline, the mountains of the North Shore, beautiful Stanley Park, and Gastown. Experience tasty West Coast-themed cuisine, specially smoked salmon dishes with live music. You can also watch the sun slowly disappear into the Pacific Ocean on the Twilight Dinner Cruise. You can enjoy a show during dinner. Don't miss the chance to experience an unforgettable moment. Book now for the Twilight Dinner Cruise on our website or by phone.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 패키지를 고르시오.
Eva, would you check this out for a moment?
Sure. Oh, you're looking at the farm stay packages for our children.
Yes, I have to choose one from these 5.
Let's see. First of all, what's our budget per person?
I've set it at $100.
So we can't go for the ones with farm shows.
Yep, I guess we can't.
Then I'll cross these ones out.
Good. Are we also planning to cook our own meals?
Well, honey, let's have a break from preparing food at least during the farm stay.
Okay, great idea. so that leaves us two choices.
Are we going to stay the night in a tent?
No, I think our kids need more security than that. They're only 5 and 7 years old.
All right, let's choose this one then.
(13번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Susan. I'm back from my honeymoon.
Hi, Jack. How was your trip to Jeju Island?
Great. It was amazing. I hope to get there again during summer vacation.
Sounds great.
Well, I feel sorry. You had to work a lot while I was gone. I'd like to treat you to lunch today.
Today? Sorry, but I can't. I already have an appointment with my client.
How about tomorrow then?
Sorry, I'm afraid I can't.
Why not? Do you have another appointment?
Actually, I have to go to my son's school.
Oh, is there something wrong with him?
No, it's just my turn for lunch monitoring tomorrow.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How's your preparation for the chemistry experiment contest going?
It's been going well. My team members are really into the contest. They even stayed up late for the experiment last week.
I hope your team wins the contest.
Well, actually, I'm afraid that I am no longer a member of the team anymore.
What do you mean? You spent a lot of time doing this.
Well, you know I want to be a researcher for XYZ Chemicals.
Of course, that is your dream job.
Luckily, I passed the first round of the company's recruitment process, and I have an interview on the same day as the contest.
Oh, on the same day?
Yeah, so after careful consideration, I decided to accept the interview.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 브라이언이 제시카에게 전화상 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jessica and Brian are a married couple. Brian's birthday is coming soon and Jessica is thinking about buying him something special for his birthday present. She is looking for a tablet PC in the store and a salesman helps her choose one. She wants a small, easy one to use but doesn't have a particular brand in mind yet. After listening to her requirements for a tablet PC, he suggests two brands, P&S Tech and DigiPro. What both of them have in common is user-friendliness, so Jessica wants to decide between the two of them. He explains the difference between them. Both of them are simple to use. The main difference is that the P&S Tech model is smaller and lighter, while the DigiPro has a larger storage capacity. Jessica also needs one with good internet connectivity. When it comes to internet connection, the P&S Tech can be connected via Wi-Fi and 3G, but with the DigiPro, connection is only available through 3G. Thus, he recommends her to get the P&S Tech. However, Jessica is still having a hard time choosing between the P&S Tech and DigiPro. She calls Brian and asks what his choice would be between the two. In this situation, what would Brian most likely say to her on the phone?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Smith at Happy Life Hospital. Thank you for coming to listen to my lecture. Today I'm going to talk about what accelerates aging. After that, we talk about how to slow it down. Firstly, genes can play a big role. They influence how much hair we lose and how easily we gain weight as we get older. Second, our lifestyle influences aging. If you are very active and enjoy an outdoor lifestyle when you are young, you will easily get older-looking skin and wrinkles from too much sun exposure. A third factor is social relationships. Older people often age faster, especially when they feel isolated or lonely. On the contrary, when they are socially active, they tend to age slower and live longer than those who aren't. The last factor is poor nutrition. It leads to aging quickly. It significantly increases the risk of developing systemic diseases such as diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. So far, I've talked about the main factors affecting aging. Now let's talk about how to slow down aging. Let's look at the video clips related to that now.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Smith at Happy Life Hospital. Thank you for coming to listen to my lecture. Today I'm going to talk about what accelerates aging. After that, we talk about how to slow it down. Firstly, genes can play a big role. They influence how much hair we lose and how easily we gain weight as we get older. Second, our lifestyle influences aging. If you are very active and enjoy an outdoor lifestyle when you are young, you will easily get older-looking skin and wrinkles from too much sun exposure. A third factor is social relationships. Older people often age faster, especially when they feel isolated or lonely. On the contrary, when they are socially active, they tend to age slower and live longer than those who aren't. The last factor is poor nutrition. It leads to aging quickly. It significantly increases the risk of developing systemic diseases such as diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. So far, I've talked about the main factors affecting aging. Now let's talk about how to slow down aging. Let's look at the video clips related to that now.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 남자가 언급하지 않은 것은 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.